This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hunter Dave, I'm the pest inspector. That's what I'm calling you, Harry. Now,
I'd be a very good pest inspector, I reckon.
You'd be ruthless, wouldn't you?
Hunter, I wouldn't be here today.
No, that's right.
Get the vermin out of the studio. Now, in our house, we have two little mice at the moment.
Just the two, you think, babe, is it?
Just the two.
How can you tell? Look, run us through your thinking process about how you know it's the same two.
Because I've
seen
them.
And not 500.
Oh, they've got the same little dress on, haven't they?
Yeah, look, it's not Ratatouille, all right? They're just there running about. And I was just... Because I thought it was possums in the walls. Mm-hmm. So I can hear them scuttling around sometimes. So I bang the wall and that usually stops them.
Oh, for gracious.
And then the other night when I came in, there was a mouse. And it ran to behind the couch. So me, I just immediately sprang into action. And I was running around and like trying to follow it and catch it. And then I hit the trumpet off the wall, which smashed the lamp.
Oh,
and it was
not great.
It was not great.
So if only there was someone who lived in your home that could make you another lamp. Harry's girlfriend Holly's addicted to turn everything into lamps.
Turns everything to lamps.
So, bro, you know what? She could skin that mouse and make it a lamp. Have a mouse lamp to replace the one you ruined.
Hey, can you turn the mouse on? I'm just reading at the moment.
Pull on its little tail.
So I've got some traps because I didn't want to poison it because I thought that it would go into cavity and make it smell.
Oh, and that, yeah.
Yeah. So I got some peanut butter and I've been hiding it around. Mm. But I'm just not sure if it's going to get rid of them. Like, have you, that's what I was going to ask.
Can I ask, what's peanut butter do?
They love peanut butter.
Do they?
Yeah.
And you're trying to get rid of them?
Yeah, because you attract them to the trap.
You idiot.
Oh, you're trapped. Oh, I thought you didn't want to kill them.
Not with rat poison.
Oh, okay. With pin. Okay, yeah. I see.
But
I
was wondering, could I borrow Archie?
No, you can't. After years and years of mocking Archie and his behaviour, you can't now come crawling back and begging. And it's a shame because he's a very good mouse catcher.
No, he's not.
He keeps catching mice and bringing them inside, actually.
What's the alley rate for Archie? What would be the alley rate to lend over to the house of Harry? Could be a bit of a moneymaker here.
Now, you know Archie has a urinary tract issue, which means that he has to eat $80 food. So I think maybe one bag of $80 food and you could rent him for a week. That's not a bad deal.
That's fair. $80 a week.
Do you need to hide him from your landlords at any point? Can I just borrow him for that time?
I do, but it was just last Thursday.
Oh, what?
Yeah. So it's just over. Oh. It'd be no good because he hides under a bed for a week before he gets used to out and about. I think that there might be mice everywhere at the moment because my work is a bit infested too.
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh. Well, when I went to buy the traps, there was only one box left.
Was there really? There you go. It must be all over it.
There's also some rats in Parliament too, also in the Liberal Party.
Oh,
there is. Well, there is. We need the pest inspector in Canberra to get rid of them.
There's
a couple of trouser ferrets. Now, Hunter, you notoriously hate ferrets, don't you?
Oh, don't. We've had the Ferret Society attack this show before in 2017. Just be careful.
I've got in trouble
for
talking about ferrets on this show before because the thing you got to know about ferrets, people, is they are very fast-fingered when it comes to texting in a complaint. And that's great.
Yeah.
That's great. Good on them.
We love communication.
You've got to have fast fingers if you've got a ferret because they're so quick, you've got to grab them.
Yeah.
You've got to go, and they're lovely pets.
We've been in a bit of a stink about the ferrets and also Agatha Christie, so you really... The fan clubs are really red hot on this show.
That's enough out of you two. That's enough.
So, Archie, yay or an A?
It's a big fat nay from me. Oh. Okay.
Well, if you've got any
tips...
And
I won't be visiting your rat-infested home anymore.
It's not. It's mice, actually. They're lovely. I'm hoping one of them's going to teach me how to cook. If you...
What are you talking about?
Ratatouille.
Oh, right.
Oh, wow.
I mean, you specifically said it wasn't Ratatouille before.
Are you going to put it out to the fans to help you catch this mice?
I do. 0427JOY949. I want tips. How else am I going to get rid of them?
Oh, sorry. I thought you were getting people to come over and grab it for you.
Maybe clean the house once a week might be a start.
There's your first tip. Text in from Dave. Clean your house.
Okay, Dave the Apprentice, welcome to your annual tag team exam.
Answer these questions correctly and you will graduate to a fully fledged member of the team.
This is ridiculous.
When is the tag team on air?
Guys, this is absurd. It's Tuesday Brekkie.
And whom are the biggest stars?
Harry, Hunter and Dave.
The Apprentice, say it.
Dave the Apprentice.
And finally, translate this Welsh sentence into English. Fi fwyd cariad fel y Titanic.
There's literally no way of me knowing that.
Ooh, close but no cigar, kiddo. Better luck next year.
Ugh.
into the Tuesday Tag Team, available via podcast at joy.org.au, on iTunes or your favourite podcasting platform.
By the way, I said your love life is like the Titanic.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.